is the staff of the W.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Is this the restaurant?
Yeah, restaurant and brewery on Greenville Avenue.
Yes. I ate there at lunchtime, and I ate something that made me sick.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Would you like to talk to a manager?
Well, I would like to speak to you or someone who can help me.
Let me get a manager for you.
Okay, who... Okay.
David Skelton, may I help you?
Yes. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, my name is Paul Travers, and I ate at your restaurant at lunchtime, and it made me sick.
Mr. Travers, did you keep your receipt?
Yes.
What did you have?
This is the restaurant. I had a chicken sandwich.
Chicken sandwich?
Right, with fries.
Okay. Well, Mr. Travers, if you bring that receipt back in...
Well, I'm very upset.
I appreciate that, Mr. Travers. I wish I could do something for you other than just... You know, make sure that next time you come in, I take care of your check.
Right.
I mean, we do a line check twice a day, and of course we do that for smell and eyesight. And
well, you should have seen how sick I was.
Travers, I appreciate that, and I wish I could have done something about it.
Well, you don't sound like you're very concerned.
Yes, sir, I am. Did you go to the hospital?
Well, I went to the emergency clinic, the little small ones.
Okay, and what'd they say?
They said that it was something that I ate. And I ate at your restaurant. And now, you know, you act like a big ding-dong to me when I call on the phone.
No, sir, I apologize if that's how you think I sound. I'm trying to ascertain to the severity and see if I can do anything.
I don't understand
about it.
Those big words. You're just talking trash, in my opinion.
Okay, Mr. Travers, can I get your phone number, please?
Well, I want to know if I come down there tonight, will you make it right?
Of course I will, Mr. Travers.
I'm feeling good enough now I can drive. Before, I couldn't even drive.
Well, if you bring your receipt in, I'll make good your receipt, sir. I apologize if we had anything to do with it, but I'm just trying to enlighten you as to...
The doctor at the medical clinic said that it was either the sandwich that you guys sold me and served me, or I also had eaten some older meat that in my refrigerator, but I think that it was fine.
I'm sincerely sorry for your sickness, sir. However, I was just trying to let you know that we are very quality-oriented about our food, and we do line checks every day before lunch and before dinner to make sure that the freshness is there.
Well, now you... Okay, if you're going to be a smart... What's your name? You're being a smart aleck.
Okay, my name is David Skelton, sir, and I'm just trying to inform you as to how intense we are about keeping quality.
David
Skelton. I'm not trying
Skelton.
To be smart. I'm just trying to
well,
inform you.
I'll tell you what. I'm sure you have superiors over you, and they would be interested to know that you're being a total donkey breath to me.
Mr. Travers, if I can get your phone number, I'll let my general manager talk to you, okay? Because I don't think you want to listen to me anymore.
Well, I'm just... If I give you my phone number, who says that you won't harass me?
I'm not going to harass you, sir. I'm going to pass it on to my general manager and let him take care of... Because I don't think that I don't appreciate the way you're talking to me, and I don't
well,
feel
I'm very
that I'm
upset.
To you
I'm
that
very,
way.
I'm very upset.
I know you're very upset, and I'm trying to make your mind at ease about the quality that we have here
well,
in the restaurant.
It seems as if you owe me an apology.
I've already apologized. I'd love to apologize in person. I'm very sorry that you got sick.
Well, you sound so irate. I'm afraid to come down there in person.
Sir, I'm
you're
sure
threatening
that
you're
me. Just upset. I'm really not sounding irate. I really don't believe I am.
You sound very threatening, and it sounds as if you're threatening me.
Sir, I'm not threatening you. I'm sincerely sorry for your sickness, and I'm just trying to let you know that if I hope we're not responsible for it, and I'd like to, if you believe we are, I'd like to, of course, make your ticket good.
Well,
but I'm not threatening you, and I'm just trying to let you know that we do have a very strict quality check on all our food.
Well, what kind of quality check is that if someone gets sick?
Sir, you did say you ate some old meat.
Well,
okay, I'm just trying to let you know on our end we do quality checks.
Well, regardless of what I ate at my own home, you have been rude to me tonight, and you've been irate and threatening, and you called me names.
I haven't called you a name, sir. I have
you
people
said
who
cross-eyes. You
me,
said cross-eyes.
I haven't called you one name.
You said cross-eyes to me.
I said what?
Cross-eyes.
I didn't say cross-eyed.
Well, I thought I heard you say that.
Sir, no, I never said cross-eyed. What would cross-eyed have to do with this conversation?
That's my question to you.
Mr. Travers, you sound very upset, and I have somebody here that's been listening to my conversation, and I never used the word cross-eyed. And and I don't believe I've been threatening to you or have said anything to make you feel that way. I would like to make your loss good, and I'd like you to come back in and let us take care of you. However, if you feel that I'm threatening you,
right,
or saying things to you that you don't like,
right, that's what I feel.
I would love for you to come in and talk to my general manager.
That's what I feel that you've done.
Well, I have somebody here listening to me, and I don't believe that I have. Okay, so
you're saying you didn't say cross-eyed?
I never said cross-eyed, sir.
Did you say forearm fritter?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Well, then I'm sorry.
Sir, I have somebody listening to my conversation right here. She took the call.
Well, I don't care.
And I haven't said anything to you and of that kind at all. And I'm very sincerely sorry for your sickness.
I'm sorry. I'm calming down now. I apologize.
Mr. Travers, if I could get your phone number, I'm going to let my general manager call you back up because I just don't feel you're in the mood to come in and...
You want my phone number?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's 214...
214...
787...
787...
1310.
1310.
Right.
Mr. Travers, I hope you feel well tomorrow and...
Well, let me ask you a question before I let you go, and I apologize for being angry. Do you ever listen to the radio stations?
The radio stations? Yes, sir, I do.
Here in town?
Yes, sir.
You ever heard of Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket?
Yes, I have. I love that Humvee that you have down on Mockingbird.
Have you ever heard of Dunham and Miller?
No, I don't believe I've heard that gentleman.
It's Dunham and Miller. It's the morning show on The Ticket.
Yeah, are you Jonathan Miller?
No, they do a prank call every week, and this week you're the prank call, David.
Okay.
You were very...
Oh, he was bitter.
Oh, he was bitter. Oh. Well, wait.